This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear. But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Only in theaters June 14. Get tickets now.
You are listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
This is 1 hour of fun from the show this morning.
Don't worry, you can still catch the entire show on your favorite podcast app.
And you can watch the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba on Blaze TV.
Enjoy the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
It is 7.5 minutes past. Let's go. Let's go. Are you ready for another journey together? The kickoff hour behind us. Speedy, the real Greg Burgess, and Helmsy handled that for you. Now we go forward. You can catch our program today live on America's boldest radio stations. If you don't have that, you can do our TuneIn app or use one of the affiliates. They have apps as well, a lot of them. Another option for you involves Eddie Van Adler. He now settles in for the rest of the show. That is our YouTube option. You can watch us live every single day. And you get alert if you're a subscriber. It doesn't cost anything to subscribe. If you haven't subscribed today, and you get alerts when every time a live show starts. Or like yesterday, another Bible study, a brand new series yesterday. We jumped into 2 Corinthians, Session 1. Yesterday, that archive is now available for you because you did miss the live opportunity yesterday, or maybe you heard it and you wanted to share it with somebody, you can. Also, that is a live option and an archive option for the entire show on our YouTube channel. A best of archive hour available on your Blaze TV subscription. If you're looking for audio archives, just go to the Rick and Bubba podcast channel. Those are available to you every day, also including a best of hour. So we got everybody here. I be Rick, and right there be the silver tongue one, the man with a golden voice, professional lunch eater's man of the year, the inventor of pizza in a cup, Shakespeare's worst nightmare, and the master of the King's English. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bill Bubba Bussin! Howdy, Bubba.
How about it, Rick Burgess? Friends, neighbors, associates everywhere, welcome in to Rick and Bubba.
Yeah.
Come and get your love.
Come get it. There they are, Bubba. Can you name that band?
Rick, that is, gosh, let me think.
Hey!
That is, I don't know this morning.
Redbone.
That's why I didn't know.
That's right. Actually, as some people would call them today, an indigenous band.
Yes, yes.
Indigenous people.
Hey!
So, you know what's interesting when those songs, you know, like people like that they didn't really have a catalog that you remember, but you can't get this song now out of your head for the rest of the day.
Right.
I'll be singing it up and down the hall. Oh, yeah. And really already have. I sang it before the show started, which is why I played it. Is when these
I may have known the name, I just didn't want to say it.
Right, but that's true. Because you know, sometimes even a name of a band now, people go, "What'd you say?"
Yeah.
But you go back into these, you know, the selling of catalogs.
There it is.
Yeah. You know, the selling of catalogs, and I so remember them on Don Kirshner's rock concert or the Midnight Special. You know, because I didn't play it because it doesn't work, but they have a whole at the beginning where he sings it a cappella.
Yeah.
And then they start. Yeah, I remember seeing him just blaring it on Don Kirshner. But anyway,
I love Don Kirshner's rock concert.
So everybody is sending out you know, and buying up catalogs. So this song, if you listen, I can't even think of the product, but it's now in a commercial right now.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
Yeah, and is it a truck commercial or a car commercial? I can't remember.
Well, what about Ho 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 Zimping? That's a song.
Yeah, that's. But this one, I think they don't change the lyrics. You just hear the music.
Coming, yeah, I saw it. And I don't know where it was, but you're exactly right.
Come and get your truck.
Hey,
gotta lift it like I like it,
like it's, it.
Come and get your truck.
That's a good song.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Did they do anything else?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Can you call yourself Redbone?
Well, we just discussed that. Bubba said he might have known the band. He's afraid to say it.
I didn't want to fall in that pitfall early today.
But one of those things that at the time wasn't offensive, but maybe offensive now.
But what I'm saying is, if the band calls themselves that, can't we say it?
Well, I mean, don't forget about the great NWA.
There's a lot of other groups call themselves things we can't call them.
So only they can call themselves the name of their band.
Yeah. Right. Mm. So it's kind of hard to talk
about. It's hard to follow it.
Yeah, it really is.
So, but anyway.
What about the surfers?
Can we just go back and say a snappy beat and a good hook?
Yeah, it is.
Got a good beat. It's easy to dance to. Right. I'll give it an 86.
And it was a bunch of Indians.
Also, one of the things, and I face it every week on Trash Day, one of these things, and I don't know really how to address it, because I know when I address these kind of things, you know, with your wife, they basically just look at you and go, I got to tell you, I don't think that's ever changing, and I don't know why you're worried about it, and I wish you'd stop bringing it up. But it bothers me. Our house, we're a two trash can house. Yep. You know, I always pay the extra for a second. Well, yeah, pretty much. Even though it's not as necessary as it once was, which is kind of to my point. Now, I like
having two for like when you have holiday coming up
Thanksgiving. We're hosting Thanksgiving.
Perfect. Yeah.
We need two.
You do.
So we don't
roll both to the road every week.
Yeah. So, well, now that's my point. And I want to ask you this, because this drives me crazy. Sherry will just go out there and throw the bag in either can.
I got you.
I'm like, baby, fill up one can.
Yeah. Because I may not have to take it.
Because if it's a one can week, now all I'm doing is rolling one can up. And she basically just looks at me and goes, you know, she goes,
why? If you don't like it, dig it out.
She goes, I go out there sometimes and like it's raining and I just want to put it in the closest can.
Rick, the other one can't be that far from
it. Honey, they're side by side.
Right.
I mean, it's
one around the back of the house.
Yeah, I try to feel one before the other, but we have them on opposite ends of the house. So usually the kitchen garbage goes in one and another garbage goes in the other.
So you end up with two every week then, probably.
Well,
even if they're not all the way full.
We don't carry it if it's not, you know. Usually the lower one doesn't have things like food in it.
Yeah.
It just has like trash from things.
Wait for it to fill up.
I ain't like rich folks. I only have one and that's got a smash everything right in.
Rick, I want to tell you, okay, I'm going to be very careful at what I'm about to say because I want my rest of my day and evening to go well. I'll just look at you and go, I know exactly to a T what you're talking about.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, there it is.
It's a constant frustration.
Fill up one, then.
I don't get it. It's one of those things that I finally threw my hands up and said, there's no sense in even saying anything.
Can I tell you something to you? I think that on behalf of all wives, Sherry has basically told me the same thing.
Yeah,
it's not going to change.
Yeah, that's,
and if that bothers you that bad, you just have to deal with it.
I get a speech a lot of time. You're lucky I made it to the trash can.
Right. Mm-hmm. I went as far this week as to reach into the quarter full can and pull out the bags and put them in the one can and roll one up.
Yeah,
because it bothered me so bad.
Yeah, digging off in it.
So I'm gonna push up a half full can and a quarter full can. Not, I can't. I mean, that quarter's got to come over in its half and make it a full.
Yeah.
You know, now I got one full.
You're gonna have to start hiding one can till the other one's full. I don't know where.
Right,
but
well, you know, or I could do what apparently my wife is saying, and that is to lump it.
Yes,
or I can take my.
That's what I've decided.
I can take my quarter full can and my half can, and I can be a clown and I can cram it. You know,
I'm sure that they will say that there's things that they have decided that we just have told them they're going to have to lump it too.
Yeah, right.
Even though
you
may not really see it that way.
Yeah. I guess if I want a full can and not have two that are half, I can reach down there and grab the others and fill them up.
That's it.
We'll be back.
This is the Rick and Bubba Show. Watch more at blazetv.com/Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
So I heard Phil talking about this, Phil Robertson. I'm listening to yesterday's podcast archives, and you can hear there's a drop in of Phil talking about this movie. And when Phil Robertson talks about the movie, The Blind, he says something that was very transparent. He says, it's embarrassing for me to have to watch this movie. I'm embarrassed that I once was this way. I can relate to that. And he said, but I keep getting all sorts of people who said, you know, seeing the transformation that happened in Phil Robertson's life gave them hope that they too are not beyond redemption. And Phil makes it clear, no one out there watching this, listening to this, no matter how bad things may seem, if you're still alive, and Christ has not returned yet, then you are not too far gone. You're not. And this movie will show you that. You know, it's very, very hard to watch at times, but it's also wonderful to see the beautiful transformation that has happened in Phil's life and continues to this day. So, but you're thinking about the movie The Blind, a Phil Robertson story, and you're like, yeah, I'm in, Rick. I want to watch it. But then you think, I don't know that I want to send money to Apple or Amazon. Well, why don't you just get it from Blaze TV? You know, Phil's part of the Blaze family. So don't miss this opportunity to own The Blind, a Phil Robertson story, by simply going to blazetv.com/theblind. So that's $19.99. That's blazetv.com/theblind. Watch this incredible movie, and remember, no matter how bad things are, you are not beyond redemption. And a lot of you emailed, and I meant to say it on the air during our football talk, and I forgot. I realize now that the Heisman Trophy is handed out before the playoffs. So what happens to a Heisman Trophy winner in the playoff is irrelevant. So because they give it out before that. All right, so and also yesterday's Bible study, a new series started, 2 Corinthians Session 1, now available on the YouTube channel and our podcast channel. Bubba, we got a couple of Biden clips, or a bunch of them.
Do you remember back to, and I don't know what the numbers are, but it seems like the Heisman Trophy winner, when we just had the bowl games, they never won the bowl game. You remember it was like a curse going in because everybody put them up on their locker.
Really, great example was Gino Toretta.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Miami's had a few like that. I mean, a lot of them had bad performances.
The one for some reason that I remember on that note, and it was BYU because they were playing Hawaii. You know, some game that, and the guy from Hawaii picked one and went six, and he went into the camera, and he did the Heisman pose on a pick six on the Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah. Can I tell you, I love the Heisman pose. Do you?
Oh, I do. All right, so to Biden we go. Where did he go?
He's hiding in the basement. Anybody know Basement Joe?
Well, if you remember, Xi was visiting, and of course, Babylon Bee had a great, great headline. Said communist leader welcomes President Xi from China to California, and they showed Newsom. That's pretty good. But anyway, Biden called Xi a dictator a while back, and Xi didn't like it. And he gets asked about that and basically calls him a dictator again. So here is Biden.
Mr. President, after today, would you still defer to President Xi as a dictator? This is a term that you used earlier this year.
Well, look, he is. I mean, he's a dictator in the sense that he is a guy who runs a country that is a communist country that based on a form of government totally different than ours. Anyway, you may say.
Well, I have to agree with the president. Xi is a dictator.
Yeah.
He is elected, but it is a one-party election.
Yeah. That's right. He's the only candidate.
Yep. And normally that candidate gets, 95 to 96% of the vote, and the 4% that don't vote for him are taken out and killed.
Right. Question, do you think this is Beijing or San Francisco right here?
All right, wow, so here he comes.
I'm going to go, it's Beijing.
They moved the homeless people and strung up a bunch of banners.
Yep.
If you wouldn't have asked that, I would have thought they were. But now that you've asked it, I know what you're doing.
Yeah, but you're right.
How many cars in there?
Yeah, you look at that and you think that's in China. But that's actually San Francisco. And, of course, the question that everybody keeps asking, if you're willing to ask it. So you clean the place up for him but not for us who live here?
Yeah.
Of course, and Newsom's had to kind of walk through that a little bit. And no pun intended, had to step over that pile.
He said, you know what? Did you hear what he said? Yeah, you clean your house up when company's coming.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, you kind of want to clean it for your family.
The people that live there were going, I wish you would have kind of
cleaned. Yeah, we try to clean like once, at least every 2 weeks.
Well, let's invite a bunch of people from around the world to come visit.
I will tell you this. When you remove me off the street, and you move me out of the way because I'm an eyesore, that's not very sanctuary city.
Rick, 3C, Biden actually says Newsom can have his job.
Yeah, so here is Biden
in a roundabout way.
Yeah, on 3C. And, Bubba has already predicted this is going to happen anyway. But but here comes Biden saying anything he wants, he can have my job.
Doing a good job. Yep. Really likes
I want to talk about Governor Newsom. I want to thank him. He's been one hell of a governor, man.
Well, that's not necessary.
There he goes, Greg. Get ahead of
you. Matter of fact, he could be anything you want. He could have the job I'm looking for.
opening the door. Yep. Coming, boys.
Yep. Yep.
Now, remember, Newsom had to defeat a recall vote. Remember
that? That's true.
So he's done such a good job. A large number of the citizens wanted to pull him out.
And there's a bunch of people who are leaving there, going to other states.
Record number. Right.
Record number. So let's get him in charge of the whole country.
All right, so here we go
Based on that, to
all the ones, and this is just the daily mumblings that we give you from the leader of the free world. We'll start just in order.
Mumbling.
1A, he begins to try to talk to us about this conflict with the Israelis and Hamas, but it kind of goes nowhere. Here we go.
War in Gaza has killed more than 11,000 Palestinians just over a month and created a humanitarian disaster. Israeli officials have said this war could take months or even years. Have you communicated to Prime Minister Netanyahu any sort of deadline or time frame for how long you are willing to support Israel in this operation? Are you comfortable with the operation going on indefinitely? And is there any deal underway to free hostages? Thank you.
Yes, no, working backwards, forward. Look, I have been deeply involved in moving on the hostage negotiation. I don't want to get ahead of myself here because I don't know what's happened in the last 4 hours, but we've gotten great cooperation from the Qataris. I've spoken with them as well a number of times. I think the pause and that is really that the Israelis have agreed to, it's down to, well, I'm getting too much detail. I know, Mr. Secretary, I'm going to stop. I am mildly hopeful. Hopeful.
I'll
never get that minute back.
That cleared it up.
I'm afraid he makes me look charismatic. You know what I mean?
He can spin a yarn,
Kenny. If you're in the Biden camp, you have to be worried because the shots you were giving him to get him through these big moments is not working.
His body's become used to him.
I feel bad for that reporter because right behind the scenes, who let her? What kind? You don't throw questions like that at him. I think
what are you doing?
That question was longer than he can respond.
Yes.
No. In reverse.
Maybe.
1B, 1B, where he tries to mumble about a two-state solution. Of course, he's wrong about that because one state still wants to eradicate the other one. But anyway.
They've been offered that a couple of times.
Yeah, they have. They don't stick to it very much.
They don't want it.
Here comes Biden.
I made it clear to the Israelis that.
I'm sure you did.
To Bibi and to his war cabinet.
Clear.
That I think the only ultimate answer here is a two-state solution that's real.
Oh, there's a new idea.
We got to get to the point where there's an ability to be able to even talk without worrying about whether or not we're just dealing with, they're dealing with Hamas that's going to engage in the same activities they did over the past, on the 7th. So I'm not a fortune teller. I can't tell you how long it's going to last. But I can tell you, I don't think it ultimately ends until there's a two-state solution. I made it clear to the Israelis, I think it's a big mistake for them to think they're going to occupy Gaza and maintain Gaza. I don't think that works. And so I think you're going to see efforts to bring along, well, I shouldn't go in anymore because that's been things I've been negotiating with Arab countries and others about what the next steps are.
Hey, way to not show your hand there, friend.
Oh, my goodness. Did he just say I'm not going to show my hand after showing it?
Yes. Yeah, pretty much.
You know, have you ever gone back and listened to Harry Truman talk about Israel and granting them statehood?
No.
It's pretty interesting to hear his take on it back then, too.
I know there's plenty
of... Just history. I mean, we don't really like to study that now.
No.
We've got more important things like our pronouns, but it's interesting.
There's more Biden if we want to. Top of the hour. We'll be back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Do you desire to hear the president finishing our audio clips and video clips today of him pulling out his pre-selected reporters list and admitting that he was told to call on people? Then he gets embarrassed because he's not sure who he's supposed to call on, and then he goes, next question. These are all real quick. Do you want to fire those here?
Yeah.
So here is the leader of the free world. Think of the state of the world right now. Please don't stop thinking of the state of the world. And so here is Biden attempting the pre-selected reporters card that he has rolling through the press conference. Here we go.
Now I'd like to be able to take some questions, if I may. And I'm told that Dimitri of the Financial Times has the first question.
Okay. Now,
do you realize the scrutiny that we would have if Trump or George W. Bush did that?
Oh, it'd be awful. Yeah.
Handpicked reporters with questions they already know.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the biggest thing that most Americans are frustrated with is the double standard this administration and the previous have on everything.
But that's just reality.
You know, it is, but it's still frustrating. And I think that's where a lot of folks resonate from because it's just, you know, how many times we said, could you imagine if that would have been so-and-so and not them?
No. Yeah. And I'm almost tired of saying it. And what I'm saying is it goes back to this. If y'all want to stop all this, you're going to have to do a better job of organizing and do a better job in elections and a better job of getting your candidate to win.
Yes.
Yeah. The Democrats right now own the opposing point of view. They own us in elections. They own us in all this. Their strategy is it works. They play this game flawlessly, and we're chumps, and we fall into their traps all the time. And we really need to look
and they make us like it.
Instead of talking about them all the time, we might want to look inside and say, what do we need to fix?
Now, see, this needs to be a commercial running during election season, this right here.
Well, there's only so long you can blame the opposition. Sometimes you got to go, well, maybe I don't win because it's me. Yeah.
We're too arrogant.
Learn how to play the game. Play it like they do.
We don't want to think it's us.
Right. No, that's always the last place we all look.
Well, if you have to lose your scruples to win, do we want to win?
No, I'm not talking about that. Yeah, I was going to make that point. Yeah. You don't change your platform. But there's some organizing and getting the vote out that they seem to be much better at.
Yeah.
Yeah, not cheating. I'm not talking about stuff.
Well, you become Santa Claus to everybody. Mm. Hey, you can get people to vote for you then.
Yeah, well,
you don't deliver, and they just keep voting for you.
Right. Mm-hmm. But at some point, it may be that the country just the majority of them don't see things the way we do.
Unfortunately, I think that's more it than anything.
Yeah,
that's scary.
Those big cities got a lot of folks in them.
They do. Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Biden now saying that he's not sure who he's supposed to call on. So here we go.
I'm embarrassed. I think it's CBS, but I can't remember who is CBS. I'm sorry.
God forbid you just look up and go, go ahead, sir. Yeah.
Who's got
go
a
ahead,
question? Like most Who out here has a question? Yeah. I'd like to answer it.
See, that's a press conference. This they're just reading a script and playing. And you're seeing it like a Broadway play.
Yeah.
So what you're saying, it's all already scripted out.
To Greg's point, he can't even do that.
Right. So here
he
is.
He can't even follow the cheat.
Here's I think, what we should put as a banner over the top of his head, his whole presence.
Next question, sorry. Was Bloomberg.
He's just looking down reading it. I mean, there's not even
who's next. Hey, I'm supposed to say,
and they got pictures. Don't forget they have headshots by their name.
Right. All right. So so 3B. let's hit 3B, the rambling story. And you know, if he has a story, those are always fun.
Oh yeah.
About he and G. Here we go.
You know, I digress just a second. I was with Xi Jinping today.
Good night.
And and I showed him a photograph that he's extremely proud of. When he was a young man, I think he was 32, maybe 28, 30 years old, in that range.
Okay.
And he was, hey, how you doing, man? He was actually standing on the Golden Gate Bridge. He had come to visit. And he said, and I looked at the picture. I said, I want to show you a picture. He said, I like that picture. I like the plan. Well, he was translated to say, I like that picture. So he's been coming here, and one of the things I pointed out to him is that you have one of the largest Chinese populations in America here. And he was, he feels like he's going home here.
You like that, man.
He's going home.
Well, he's coming right into a socialist state.
Yeah, I was about to say,
much like going home.
Yeah. But you just told the leader of a country that people don't want to live there. I'd like to make that point, but the other thing is, did he get distracted by somebody walking by the stage?
When he said, "Hey, man,"
he's talking to somebody off camera.
Didn't somebody drop some glass?
It sounded like
a fork or something.
Yeah. All right, Bubba,
30 years old in that range, and he was, "Hey, how you doing, man?" Greg? He was actually standing on the Golden Gate Bridge.
He talks to someone off camera.
Greg, that's kind of like you looking at the TV. You'll have to comment. You know? Right. Good night. Look at that.
It. Oh, wow. Look.
Speedy, if you would like to go eat your breakfast somewhere else.
Okay.
Because now the final deal, and we'll wrap up our Biden updates today for now. The world famous trying to leave the stage.
Oh, he doesn't know again. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know again.
Yeah, poor thing.
Who's in charge of this?
I'm looking down. I'm not looking up.
I think by now, I'm not even going to go over it again. This is an easy fix.
I know. It is. We've tried, Greg. Speedy, I'm sorry. Bubba? No, he does not know where to go. They cranked the band up even. He has no idea where to go.
Oh.
No idea where to go.
And he's going to death grip the
hand
over
that
too.
Point.
Oh, my goodness.
There's stairs there, sir. Sir?
Sir?
Slow.
Sir? Wow.
Shaky.
Oof.
Music makes it worse.
Before we break, Rick, can we keep C-Cut 7 right quick? This is one that I was anxious to see today. Judge Kennedy is reviewing, you know, they have a lady up for federal judge, and she's in the Judiciary Committee being questioned. And we have Senator Kennedy who's questioning her, and he asked her a very simple question, a very basic legal question, and she can't answer it. Now, why does this make this important? The fact that she has been hailed as, you know, the first Native American woman nominated to serve as a federal judge in Oklahoma. So, you know, she's really made the headlines about the diversity of her pick, but not about the excellence, which, according to this, looks like she may not know what she's doing.
Yeah, all right. Let's have a look-see.
The difference between a stay order and an injunction.
A stay order would prohibit. So, an injunction would restrain the parties from taking action. A stay order. I'm not sure that I actually can give you the.
That was me in class. Like an Indian.
Come and get
she doesn't.
That was me when the teacher called on me. I didn't.
Me too.
Still worried about his teeth.
How about I've been there?
Reminds me of being in Spanish class.
Yeah, I've been there where she was.
I'm
trying to just use words.
Greg, can I tell you this? Did you expect her to be sitting there in buckskins and her hair braided?
Y'all got
to
admit, I was expecting.
You looking for?
I wasn't expecting every neighbor's visiting aunt to show up. You know, she's just normal looking.
What do you mean, Greg? Who are you now?
She doesn't look like
Jason
Indian.
Bateman?
Did they not just say
you're saying she doesn't look Native American?
No, you just said she looks normal. Don't say things like that.
Don't
say normal. Why would you say that?
That's funny what you said about Bateman.
Just like a honky.
Why are you saying that? She does not like a honky.
I don't mean. I'm just saying I expect her to look different.
Back to my point. Do you want her?
I thought you
want her to walk in from her TP?
What'd you want her to go? Thank you, Kennedy. Me, Sarah.
Well, I mean, we're making a big deal.
Me want to be Judge Kemosabe.
Yeah, what are you looking for?
How would anybody know?
We don't know matter with you.
Her name's Hill. Well, it should be like Running Sky or something.
No,
like
Greg,
Sarah Hill.
No.
What if it was Sarah High Hill?
Right. Yeah.
It might be.
It is E Hill.
That's Eagle.
I'm just saying.
That's short for Eagle.
Adler, you thought the same thing.
Yes, Greg.
Buddy, don't look at him.
Nobody thought she would look like that.
She looks like the old Navy lady.
But she
all
does.
All right.
To Bubba's point, though, she didn't look like she was all that savvy on the job she's being given to do.
She was nervous, Sarah. Did you see her? She had a little behind.
She needs a smoke on peace pipe to calm down.
Oh, man.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
All right, so, Bubba, some funny stuff. You were telling us, and we talked about on the show many, many times, that you and I, you know, we have, you know, not trying to bring attention to ourselves. This is just what happened. Bubba and I have been part of some major motion pictures. We have not the biggest roles, but we've appeared in, you know, some film, and not anything to be ashamed of.
We actually get checks.
Right.
Still coming in for those.
I think we got one last week, $1.11.
Right.
So Bubba and I have played small roles in I can only imagine. Very small role.
Mm-hmm.
Voice.
Our voice is heard there because we have, you know, you hear our voices and you think people should let other people hear those voices. Then we have.
I think we get $4 for that.
Right. And what was the one with the woman was the our female artist and.
Yeah, came to the
studio. What was that called?
Was a big
what was the name of that one?
Grace under
Grace under fire.
That's not
Grace Unplugged.
Grace under fire.
I get under fire.
That was Brett Butler's sitcom. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
I never watched.
Our Brett.
So no, you're right.
Y'all
you're
didn't
right.
know. Shut up.
Yeah,
Brett. We got a line of front.
So Grace Unplugged. We're in that one. Adler actually appears in that movie. Yeah. Greg's favorite scene in the movie.
Tearing that sugar up. Oh no, that's somebody else.
Yeah, Grace Under Fire was
well, that was something. I knew something was called that.
It was Grace Unplugged. We weren't in Grace Under Fire.
Right.
Even though Brett Butler was on our show and cussed, by the way. Yeah. Remember that?
What?
One of them got too relaxed.
She was on that special, you know, like comedians that go bad. You know,
oh, really?
Talk about things that happened in her life. What was that? It was on
The Dark Side of Comedy?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Sure.
Adler, you
I'll watch that whole
show. In Grace Unplugged, Adler is in that quite a bit, and you have a big scene with AJ in that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That
tore that sugar up, like you guys said.
Yeah, a little bit of a scene.
Don't do that to this young woman.
Adler. Little hand.
She wanted to change the whole movie. She was very, very nice.
Hey, they showed up and took over the whole studio.
Yeah, they
did. The equipment they had was incredible for no more than that show.
And I forgot Kevin Pollak's in that movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. James Denton.
He's the manager.
Came on the show. Remember, he came on the show and does incredible impressions.
So anyway,
we got mad at us.
And then, of course, on the big screen, and there was another movie that we were into that I can't remember.
Rustin.
Well, now that one I do remember.
Okay.
So Rustin, which leads to this unfortunate bit of confusion that we need to clarify today, we appeared on the screen in the movie Rustin.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, probably some people say the pivotal scene in the movie.
For sure.
Maybe I'm overselling it.
Big bar scene.
Yeah. Yeah. And Bubba and I played bartenders. At that time,
I was so sleepy during this.
At that time, Bubba was still Baptist, so it was actually acting. Listen, if you don't know how patient I've been waiting on that window, I almost rushed that one right out of the gate. But anyway, so that movie, it's not abnormal for Bubba to get to put the gun show up.
Wow.
It would not be weird with all the content and all the different streaming apps out there that somebody would say, hey, Rustin is on one of these streaming apps now.
Yeah.
So tell us what happened with the email.
Well, and I've got, there's my big line right there.
Yeah, there it is right there.
Boy, I look like a natural, don't
I? Well, you do. You delivered that line quite well.
You did.
You know, one of the funnier calls.
First time he's ever cleaned dishes.
I got a call. Yeah.
Only
Betty,
time.
Betty said, how do you know how to do that?
Right.
I got a call from a friend of mine that was traveling internationally, and they were in like the Paris airport.
Here's
some
more friends.
And Rustin was on the TV, and they were laughing. They said, I'm looking at you in the Paris airport right now, which was funny.
We don't get any checks from that one.
Yeah. Probably doesn't make anything, Rick.
I'm waiting on my back end deal I made on Tangled Web.
Yeah,
I signed the contract, you know, off the back end.
Bubba, so, also, we still get quite a few checks on Hermie and Friends.
Yeah. They're about 50 cents, but you still get them.
When we're animated.
They're funny when you get them because you think, you know, here's a check, and they spent paper printing it out.
Yeah. Lately,
the
Hermie and Friends checks are drying up a little bit, but we were animated cockroaches in that one.
Yeah. Top cast. So anyway, I got an email from a friend who said I was noticing that Rustin is going to be featured on Netflix over the weekend.
You're gonna
get a lot of airtime on Netflix, you know, it'll be up there for everybody.
No, no, just let it finish out.
And
I thought he was done.
So we ended up going to look and pulling up the. You know,
had a viewing party.
The advertising for that, and it's another movie called Rustin. Yes. It's not our movie, Rustin.
Yes, it is.
And it will be starting Friday. It's called Rustin, same name.
Bubba had a viewing
inspiring, party. Inspiring, emotional, drama, LGBTQ.
please tell me this.
It says starting Friday, activists, Bayard Rustin faces racism and homophobia.
I'll say Rustin, they're going to think this is it.
As he helps change the course of civil rights history by orchestrating the 1963 March on Washington.
They're probably going to have two dudes kissing, and one of them say, well, Bubba didn't look the way I thought he did.
Yeah, what's Bubba doing? He said he had a scene.
Hey, when's Rick and Bubba going to be bartenders for the gay guys?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny enough that it wasn't the same movie you thought it was, but when you read the
Greg, you know how sometimes a bit will just continue to produce?
Oh, my
God. I started out, Bubba, when he first said, you know, it's not our movie, it's a different movie, I thought, funny enough.
That's funny.
And then he's like, let me read to you what the movie's about. And I said, well, now it's gone.
Real funny.
Yeah, now it's gone from funny to real funny.
Mm.
Kidding.
But hey, same name, same everything.
Isn't that funny?
And now, what was that movie?
So, I think it's a shame that they've named this the same movie as that, you know.
I do too.
Yeah.
They'll do that.
Legendary movie, Rustin.
You wouldn't think something like Rustin would be done twice. Well, you know what I'm saying? It's not like it's.
There's the cover of both.
Yeah. Well, here's
okay, different stories.
Yeah. But here's what gets me. If you just are out
Meatloaf
there.
Meatloaf was in our movie.
If you're just out there in Rick and Bubba folklore. And somebody says, yeah, they were in a movie called Rustin. And all of a sudden, you just randomly pull up the other Rustin.
And they watch the whole thing trying to find it.
Right. And they're just like,
how do they get away from
that? Right.
How do they get out? Like, is it they have like the little own your power underneath it? Is that how they get away? Because how can you just call something? Yeah. Don't you own or
well, you
know, don't
songs,
you pay for
you have
that?
You have song titles.
So like, if we were going to make a movie and we just decided to call it Gone with the Wind.
Right,
you know, you seem like you couldn't get away.
Is
with that.
Is that not Taken? Yeah. I guess not.
What if we did
like
that?
Like I said, it may be the same thing with songs. You have songs that are
No, I understand that. I understand
you
that.
You may not be able to copyright that to answer your question.
Yeah,
like what if we did one called "Gone with the Wind" and it was about just having gas?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
That's good.
And it started with Greg in the kitchen,
or maybe Rustin figured they didn't really need to get the rights to that name. You know what I'm saying?
Well, don't be like that.
Well, buddy, why go through the
get
paperwork?
Get your hand out of your pocket. You just sit up.
Phone calls are next on any topic. 866 We Be Big is our number. Going to the break, we mentioned it. You know, there's been all kinds of talk about self-checkout. It's become pretty normal now. And then people say, because people who want to work are so hard to find, the economy also continues to be a struggle, that self-checkout is going to be the answer. And it's going to put a bunch of people, because you can't put people out of work who are not willing to work.
Right.
So that's impossible. True. But they're going to just say, look, we're just going to stop depending on human beings, and people can just check themselves out. It saves us money. And Bubba, you said an early report is in on how is self-checkout going.
Yeah, this is a CNN published story today. It says, if you're not a fan of self-checkout lanes at grocery stores, you're not alone. But it's not just customers who don't like them. Some major companies are rethinking their use of the technology. In the United States, Walmart, Costco, and another brand I've never heard of, and other chains claim they have revised their self-checkout strategies. Mm-hmm. Boots, which is a British supermarket chain, said it's removing self-checkout stations in all but two of its 28 stores. The chain's managing director said customers have complained that the machines are slow, unreliable, and impersonal.
Right.
Customers have also sometimes had difficulty identifying fruits and vegetables, and there are delays in products like alcohol that require age verification. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Retailers have found that self-checkout leads to higher merchandise losses from customer errors and shoplifting.
I would think.
So they may not be saving any money after all.
Right.
So how do y'all feel about self-checkout?
Love it.
I'm a double thumbs down for all the reasons that just mentioned. I don't mind new technology, and I like the idea of, you know, that line over there is shorter because, you know, I live for that, and I got to go. But I have found it, and again, Helmsley may just be better at it than me. I found it to be, you know, this is a word I don't like, to be clunky. I found it to be unreliable. I'm trying to get my bags and put stuff in my bags and swiping, and oh no, I can't find the barcode. And then, of course, you can't do produce. That's a nightmare. And it to me, it's something that for me personally isn't more efficient, isn't quicker, and is a bigger hassle than just going through and letting everybody come across the scanner. Like somebody else is down here putting stuff in my bag and I'm out.
Yeah, here we go. Mm-hmm. You know, you may remember we had the promise of RF tags for a long time, mm-hmm. radio frequency tags, where every product has one in it. Mm-hmm. And when you went into the store, you would like put your credit card in and pre-approve a charge on it. Then when you would just load your buggy up and walk out, and it would scan all the RF tags and bill you for it automatically. And I thought that had potential.
I wish that
that's kind of on the store. It takes my part of it out. You
know? I wish that all self-checkout worked as efficiently as that snack bar on floor two.
Yeah.
That's as good of a self-checkout as there is. Yeah.
I feel like it does.
I think self-checkout has
something about that versus the way some of them are set up.
You're rough, though, Rick. You're rough with things.
I know. And plus, I got up there, I only have one, two items.
Yeah.
When I'm coming out of there with 10 items,
I kind of have a rule. If I can get everything in two to three bags that I can carry
out, and usually that's like 8 to 10 products.
I'm a 4-item rule. About 4 items is all I'm gonna deal with, or big dog food. Just go through there, beep, gone. Now I think they serve that purpose. If you got a couple items, use the self check. Now, if I got a buggy full, I'm not sitting there
don't
and
do
doing
that.
No. That's my cutoff.
Okay, so you don't do the buggy because I'm gonna tell you what I found.
If it's a low amount of stuff, it actually works better.
Yeah, I get 8 to 10 items and I'll go there. But outside of that, no.
You ever got behind a food barker though?
And I have figured out the produce deal too. I've got it worked out.
Yeah, I was a little scared.
It's tough.
Of
you got to punch it in.
I'm not willing to learn that. Expert that hangs out. Come over there and show me.
Mm-hmm. You're too rough, and you're not willing to do that. Well, I think your experience. I think if you went with me, I can't believe I'm saying this. I think if you went with me and Greg one day, we'd make your experience a lot better.
Okay, but y'all, but I'm okay. Y'all are agreeing that you have to have only a few items.
Yeah.
Speedy, that's don't me. Get your feelings hurt. Greg gave an example.
I was joking, but I'm normally about 5 to 10 items too, and it depends on what it is. If I'm going in, grab some bread, some milk, some different things. Hey man, I'm bloop, I'm out. If it's a buggy full and I got all kinds of different stuff.
It works good if you don't have a lot. Yeah. Now, listen, that's a lot of the quick marts are going to this.
Yes.
The one we stop out there at that pilot, that's all they have.
Yeah. Circle K
now,
does that.
At the Pell City Exit, I've never seen this. You set your items in there and it goes.
Circle K I just mentioned.
Yes, Circle K. I said that's
more
pretty
the RF
cool.
tag, probably. Yeah.
Daddy liked that.
You just set them in the little square and it hits them all.
Now, to the bigger point is these big chains and different things that have – they don't have anybody. You got to go through the self-checkout no matter what you have. And then that's a problem when you've got a buggy full and there's two people and you're like, do I go wait here or do I go scan these 30 items? And I don't like doing that, but if there's a line and I can't get anybody to do it, I'll actually go through.
What about self checkout at hardware stores now? Some of these big
I like self checkout everywhere.
Lowe's is self checkout.
I don't go to hardware stores if I can avoid it.
I'll even like it at the fast food restaurants.
There's nothing worse. There's nothing worse for me to be in a home improvement store.
What?
That is a total nightmare for me.
Well, you can't find nothing, and you can't find anybody to tell you where it is.
Nobody help you. I'm lost in there. I don't know what I'm doing, and no one is helping.
But as far as scanning and it picking it up, they've come a long way. Yeah, I remember there was a time, you're right, where you're doing 100, but they've gotten better.
The little wand thing.
I like the wand.
Are you self checkout, Bubba?
Yeah, I mean, you have to at some places.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Most of the time, I'm at like Home Depot or Lowe's or somewhere, when I do that.
But you wouldn't go through like a lot of items.
What about when you fell on your
rumpin? That's the problem. You don't have any choice in a lot of places. And that's the pain, because a lot of times I'm getting little parts. You know, I'm getting screws and nuts, and, they're not individually marked. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a pain.
And you don't grocery shop at all, do you?
Usually not, no. Yeah.
So the Walmart pickups are pretty
What about
good,
Walmart? You do Walmart?
I do that.
It might surprise you. Yeah. It's been a while since I've been in a Walmart. Yeah.
I try to avoid Home Improvement and Walmart if I can. Mm-hmm. If I could live a life and never go in those places, I wouldn't.
I will say the pull-up pickup for the groceries at Walmart it works really
and
good.
And one of the presents we got, my parents used that Walmart Plus, too, where they deliver groceries to the house.
Yeah.
And that's big. And I know a lot of grocery stores do that now. They're not the only one, but my parents love that option.
No, that is good. I just usually get behind somebody that's too blocked. And to Bubba's point, I wondered about this, and you said the study actually reveals this. I guess if people can't get the scan, they just leave with it. It's real. I mean, is there anybody going to stop you if you just walk out with it?
Well, one day I had
– nobody even stops you if you get off the shelf now.
I can't remember what it was. It was a chain. That's what it was, in the bottom of the shopping cart, and I just forgot to get it out and scan it. And I got to the car and started to get out, and I thought, oh, man, I forgot that. So I had to go back in. And I felt bad. I wasn't going to.
Well, Jesus wouldn't let you leave.
Let me ask you
this. Well, no, I did. I said, I need to make an effort to do this right. So.
Yeah. We shouldn't. I mean, we may have already covered this, but how come the Walmart person up front sometimes will check your ticket and sometimes they won't?
I know. It's very inconsistent.
What do I do to make you want to check my receipt?
I don't know. You know what I do? I always keep it in my hand so they can see it.
Yeah.
And if they want it, I got it right there. And then most of the time they don't ask.
I don't know what Costco person's doing. They're looking at a long receipt there, and they're just, okay, man, you're good. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you really.
It's just a formality here.
I never get checked. I always thought I looked like somebody that might be up to no good, but apparently to these people, they think, nah, he's not going to steal it.
I think they think you're mean and they don't want to mess with you.
Top of the hour.
Rick and Bubba.
A bit of discussion if you're just now joining us. And we're going to be chatting with a man who's been on the show a couple of times. He and his company have just been so supportive of what we do and believing in what we do. And, of course, Bubba, I'm talking about Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell! Mike Lindell!
Mike, what's up?
Mike, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me back, guys.
You know, I just wish you'd get excited. I mean, I sometimes think you're just too low energy. You know, first of all, from the bottom of our hearts, you know how this all works, Mike. You know, this show can't be on the air without advertisers. And, you know, sometimes advertisers, you know, they'll shrink back from what we do because they don't like, you know, our worldview or, you know, we won't bend to the demands of you know, the different cancel mobs that are out there.
And, or the wokeness of the minute.
Not that you can relate to that. But I just want to say thanks for the years that you guys have supported this show.
Well, thank you. And I want to thank you guys. You guys have been long supporters. I think you're right up there in the top. You couldn't even be the longest supporter now. You know, we've lost a few along the way.
Yeah, oh yeah. and we know what you've been through. Yeah, I know what you've been through. My dad, sadly, we just had to move my dad into memory care, and we were looking for some MyPillows for him, and, you know, and we certainly can order them. And my mom was like, well, while you're out, just, you know, there's retailers, just go get one. And I remember when I could, and I said, Mom, I don't know how to tell you this, places where they once were, they're not here anymore. So we just ordered some. So yeah, you know what it's like.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been quite a cancel. So many canceled as I have spoke out about our election platforms, and they one after another they canceled. I think we've lost 24 box stores, big ones, and then all the shopping channels. And what's really interesting is that we were their number one selling product in history. We've sold over 80 million MyPillows now, and now we have 240 products. So they chose to not take us because of other reasons or another agenda.
Well, the good news is the MyPillow is still awful comfortable.
Oh, man.
And we just added some in our camper for our hunting camp. And, man, I tell you, it's hard to get out of the bed sometimes to get out there in the field because, hey, that pillow sure is comfortable.
Right on. Yeah. Well, it's all about that adjustability. Wherever you adjust it, it stays there. And you adjust it for your own sleep positions. And that's what it's all about, getting the right fit for you. But when you can adjust it, it's perfect. And now we got the MyPillow 2.0, which we've added the new technology of the temperature regulating thread that came available here in the U.S. So that's been a huge launch for us. And those are changing people's lives. It's the only thing I've ever changed on the MyPillow since I invented it 20 years ago. It's our 20-year anniversary of actually the first show I ever did, which was a show at a mall, I remember. And I sold my first pillow, and I was so excited. I'm going, I actually sold one.
Well, yeah, and you know, I don't like change. And when I saw the first time, the 2.0, I have to admit, I was like, wait a minute.
Well, don't mess with perfection.
Whoa. Yeah. But yeah, that temperature regulating fabric, I know that you would not have done anything to the pillow unless you thought it could get even better. And how has been the response to that?
It's been huge. You have people, you know, remember when I invented my pillow, it's the same patented fill that's never changed. I wanted something you could adjust and it would stay there. Everybody wants soft, but you want it to stay there. And then the fabric was developed so it wouldn't get hot. And so the whole pillow was developed so it wouldn't get hot, like your memory foams and stuff. Well, having coolness on your neck is actually very important in sleep cycles. But we couldn't, the right thing never came along until last year. This company developed this cooling thread, and I said, well, maybe we could finally get the cooling effect added to my pillow. Let's see if they can make some fabric, and they did. It took about 3 months to develop the fabric, and combining the two now you have the best pillow in history, just got even better. And if it didn't improve your sleep or improve anything to help the person, I don't do it. I would never make a change like, here, buy this. It looks nicer. I'll charge you more. You know, no, it had to be an improvement where it would improve your sleep and your sleep cycles and so on. And I had already done somewhat with my mattress toppers. We had a fabric then that was temperature regulating that I had done a few years ago. And I thought, well, if I could ever get something that would work in a pillow, this would be amazing.
You know, we love the moss slippers too.
Oh, man.
I mean, I look forward to putting those on. You're talking about comfy.
Right. And you know, when I developed something, now let's take the slippers. That took a year and a half. This company came to me and said, hey, we want you to make slippers. You could call them my slippers. And I said, well, I didn't know anything about slippers. So then we do a deep dive and we buy all the slippers out there and we cut them in half and see what's in them. And I'm going, what is this stuff that's garbage? And there was cardboard in a lot of them and the real expensive ones too. And I'm not going to say any brands, but the biggest brands seem to be, made in China and they developed inside this, all this, quite frankly, it doesn't do anything for you. I was literally cardboard. Well, then at about the same time, this guy came to me and he had this impact gel made from soybeans. And his demo, he actually put it over his hand with a hammer and go, bam. And I'm going, what are you doing? And he goes, this impact gel disperses the weight and everything else. And I said, well, maybe that would work in the slippers that we're developing. So we took the slippers and reverse engineered. There's like five layers in there. The MyPillow patented foam, there's memory foam in there, there's this impact gel, there's another layer. I just know there's five layers, and each one had to do something because you're obviously not going to see it, but I want people to, you know, walk on them. And then I used them. I always try everything we develop, and I go, wow, this is better than a pair of shoes. You can wear them all day. And when we launched that, and by the way, we just got in all wide sizes. People requested longer sizes, you know, up to 15 in men's and then smaller sizes down to size 6 in women, all wide sizes. So we expanded that, and we put them on sale for $49.98, I think, right now. They're normally $100 and some, but they are, and they're the best slippers in history. By the way, we're doing with our, as long as we're talking about the products, we're extending our money-back guarantee to March 1st of next year. So anything you buy for Christmas presents, you're able to give it to them, and you don't have to worry if there's something they have to do to exchange, take back, or whatever, if there's something they don't like. We do that with confidence because we know that every person is going to enjoy whatever products we have. I have over 240 products now.
Yeah, we'll come back. I want to ask you about that when you hit that, because I've noticed, you know, being us endorsing this product for years, you know, the products keep coming in. And I want to talk about that when we come back. If you want to find about...
And the Vikings.
If you want to know about all this, just go to MyPillow.com/Bubba. That's our URL. And there's all sorts of savings there, including the things we've just discussed. Or find the link at RickandBubba.com under the sponsors. We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
The Rick and Bubba Show, MyPillow.com/Bubba. All sorts of savings there. We just talked to Mike Lindell, and I'm going to continue. The King and Queen MyPillow 2.0s right now that we just discussed, 50% off. Yeah, if you go to MyPillow.com/Bubba. So you can find it right there. Also, the link at RickandBubba.com under the sponsors. Mike Lindell, our guest. Mike, I wanted to ask you, we mentioned it, and we'll get to this before Bubba tries to find out if you have season tickets to the Vikings. When you said 240 items, and I know this, you know, us being business guys too, when you're dealing with inventory, I mean, it can eat your lunch. And when you start expanding like this, and we've seen people who've expanded too fast or whatever, tell me, I'm just kind of interested in this as a business guy. What's the process of you going, okay, that product right there, I think works for us. I'm sure there's many that have been presented to you that you're like, I'm not sure that's us. How has this expansion gone? What has been your mindset on this?
What I have, my advertising, my business model is a lot different than others, as everybody knows. We track every single spot out there by promo codes and they all have the 1-800 number. So the products that are out there, they're called, I call it my driver products. The ones where when you have products, for instance, if you paid $10,000 for some kind of an ad, and it was for a dog bed, here's people that don't have dogs. Here's people that might not want a dog bed. And then you have this little sliver. It's like fishing in a pond at a carnival where they give you 100 fish in the pond. They charge you $10 to fish there, but they give you bait that only 10 of the fish bite on. So those are called driver products. And there's a whole different process that goes into testing them for if they have a big enough filter. There's only been like five in history that have done that for me, and that's my pillow, my mattress topper, my slippers, my towels, which has been huge,
yep,
and my roll-and-go pillows, somewhat my book and somewhat my coffee. But the other products, like your, let's say it's the blankets or the down comforters, we go in there and say, how can we improve on a product? What, you know, how can we improve on this? I'll give an example is couch pillows. The pillows we have are a couch. Now, I always take it from my own personal experience going, you know, that's great. You have decorative couch pillows, but I want to be able to lay on them to serve two purposes.
Yeah.
And so when we made our couch pillows, we put the MyPillow patented fill in there, made them beautiful, and hence we got a great product. So much goes into each product, but when you do procurement, when you have to forecast that, that's very important because you get so much credit with the people that are making that. If you're not making it yourself, or if you're making it yourself, just the parts that go into each product. So you have to project that. Here's the sales I project, and it's very, very hard with my pillows sometimes because different things happen out there. It's been very hard over the last 6 months as I've been attacked at MyPillow, where vendors out there have gotten scared. They're going, my pillow's going under. So they take their 120-day credit and say, you only get 30-day credit now. And I'm going, okay, well, then you have to pay cash then, and it becomes very hard. But it's an art, and it really is important. That's why a lot of businesses will go under. I always said when I was making all my pillows here in the U.S., which I do, and toppers, things you buy overseas, like my sheets, can't be made here. There's no weavers or spinners left in the United States that can make sheets over 250 thread count in the quantity I get. So the sheets come over. Now, if they come over, so, you know, back in the day, it would take, by the time you ordered them, it'd be 3 months or maybe 4 months later. Now, if your footprint changed, if your business went down, or if your business went up in the meantime and you ran out, that's a bad thing. But if you get them and you've already missed a window of opportunity, you can really hurt a business and by a few mistakes. So it's making stuff overseas is not what it's cracked up to be. Made in the good old USA is where it's at.
Mike, and kind of following up on that, how in the world can you be competitive? I know, you know, the cost of labor here is so much more. How can you put things together here and make it competitive?
Well, I'll tell you, when the China virus came, when they put that in on our country, and then they stuck all those ships out to sea and wouldn't let them in. You know what happened then? Ships went, containers went from 4,000 to ship in to $25,000 a container.
Hey.
I mean, anybody that had stuff made overseas at that time, a lot of them then had to cancel their orders. Everybody, you know, there was so many bankruptcies, it destroyed so many businesses. We were very blessed to be able to make them here and plus pay, you know, we have careers at MyPillows, not just jobs. We're one of the highest paying company for our employees. We're an employee owned company too. And we're very blessed with everybody working hard and being dedicated, but having it here, you have a lot more control. Like I say, is it worth, I call it tripping over a dollar to pick up a quarter. You go make something in China because you get a lower price. Now let's say you get them, and they're wrong. You don't have any control. You're going, okay, this. And I've had that happen with other countries. I don't buy anything in China, but other countries, I'll get it, and I'm going, this isn't what you sent me, the prototype. So now you send them back, but then you miss your opportunity. Being able to make your own products is so important. And I make everything I can here in the U.S. I get backlash all the time going, yum, you didn't make this thing here is not made in the USA. you know what? If I can't make it here, it's like a diamond mine. I don't have a diamond mine. I can't make diamonds. I don't, you know, in right. the backyard. If it can't be made here,
right.
I try and make it the best you can be with if I have to get it from overseas, like my sheets, like my Giza Dream Sheets, the best sheets in history. By the way, we have those on sale too for the lowest price ever.
Well, now's the time to move. Now's the time to move on these products. Mike, is there any chance that you could take Bubba to see the Vikings play? He's
Mike. You know, we talked about this a long time ago. Right. I'm one of the rare Minnesota Viking fans here in the South, and have been my whole life. Don't know why. And it's been a tough run for us.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. We're the most heartbroken team. We're voted this in history. The Minnesota Vikings, the most heartbroken team. If you're a Viking fan, you know what I'm talking about. You could go back four Super Bowls where we were heavy favorite in the first one. All the from the Hail Mary to the Brett Favre game to the '98 game. 12-point favorites over the Falcons. And they change rules. After the Vikings, something happens to them, like the New Orleans game. Now we change rules that in overtime you each get the ball once if you don't score a touchdown. I mean, these things, anything that can happen to a team has happened to the Minnesota Vikings. But things, as you know, this year, they're starting to be, last year we had the biggest comeback in NFL history. That's historical. The biggest comeback ever. So we have a lot of good things that happen too. And I, you know, I'd love to bring him up for a game. I believe watching our quarterback situation where all these things hurt and then Dobbs comes in and plays, they're going, wow, maybe we'll have a miracle the other way once.
Oh, there we go.
We need
the cruelty of being a Vikings fan.
Did you see the similarities in me and Mike when we started talking about the Vikings?
Yes.
Yeah. Bubba, I mean, you're just so beat down.
Bubba laments over this just like you do, Mike. He laments over it all the time. Well, I tell the advertisers that this is not complicated, and you just laid it out perfectly in our time together today. You know, if a sponsor like MyPillow.com stays with us this long, here's what you know. You know that the products are fantastic because you, the audience, continue to love them. So the business is coming in. And the same thing, you know, they're staying with us because you are producing, being good customers and buying the product. So that means the product is working, and it means you, the audience, are active and loving the products. If those two things weren't happening, then he wouldn't continue to advertise here. And then if he didn't have great products, he wouldn't survive advertising here either. So it's the perfect scenario. And you can just look at our decade together and go, this is exactly what we all hope that these kind of relationships will turn into. So if you want to see all the things you just talked about, and don't forget about the Christmas stuff either. We got tree skirts and stockings, and you know that Bible Stories collection is great. Throw blankets, rib knitted hats, scarves. They're 25 to 35% off. He mentioned the towels. They're fantastic, 25% off. The My Slippers that Bubba and I talked about that we love. The only thing is my wife is a little upset that they're so good that she wishes I wouldn't wear them everywhere. She's like, I really believe if I didn't stand in, you'd wear them to church. And I was like, I just, I don't see why I should change. They work. So you can get those for $39.98 right now. That's $100 savings, by the way. And then, of course, the women and men's sleepwear, 80% off. The dog beds and the pet blankets, he mentioned that as an example, $19.99. And then we told you also the My Towel six-piece sets, all types of colors, 50% off at $29.98. The MyPillow bed sheets, $24.98. And we mentioned the King and Queen MyPillow 2.0s, 50% off. So this is the time to move. Go to MyPillow.com/Bubba for all these savings and find the link at RickandBubba.com under the sponsors. Mike Lindell, from the bottom of our hearts, thanks for supporting what we do.
Well, thank you all. And I want everybody a little message here, everybody. The stuff that's going in our country, just keep the faith. We're going to get to a great place way out here. We're going to look back and say, this was all God's will and on God's timing. And just be optimistic. We're in the greatest time in history to be alive because it's the greatest revival in history for Jesus Christ.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that very much. Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com/Bubba. It's people like him and companies like theirs that make this show possible. And, of course, they got to do their part and provide great products at great prices. No doubt about that. And they do that, too. We'll be back. Bubba, looking ahead, breaking news, it appears that it has been approved And we will no longer be using the phrase Oakland A's. It will be the Las Vegas A's.
What's the deal, Hams?
Hams update out of the sports department. Hams?
That's the deal.
Moving to
Vegas. Major League Baseball has
moving to Vegas.
So Las Vegas A's. Mm-hmm. It's going to stay with the mascot and everything, whatever A's
means. I don't know about
athletics.
All that.
Vegas
I'm just assuming
athletics.
They will.
How about it was unanimous, that was a weird name. All the owners approved it.
Yeah. Well, they probably didn't like going to Oakland either.
No, I mean, most people say, look, I understand our traditions, but does everybody want to die on the way to the game or on the way home? No, we don't.
And their stadium, they wouldn't upgrade it. Mm-hmm. The Raiders left first, and then here comes.
Mm-hmm. And now, and Joe Biden's afraid the Philadelphia Eagles are
Billy going, Bean yeah, going with them or not.
Right.
Yeah, the only issue is the stadium. The organization had an agreement with the new stadium in Vegas. Because all this was, they were unable to reach a deal in Oakland, and that's what started all this. The ballpark might not be open until 2027, though, so it's unclear where they're going to play after the 2024 season during the construction of the new stadium.
Well, let them come to Birmingham. We'll host them.
So the Raiders, that big dome, it can't be a baseball deal?
Well, nobody does.
The Death Star?
Nobody does that anymore.
Okay, I didn't know. Don't jump on me.
Did you see how he looked at you?
They built those in the 60s.
He might as well have spit on you.
If he goes to college, he'll never see those again.
I mean, I ain't not worth getting whipped over, is it?
I'm telling you.
I mean, I just,
where you been?
Where you been, Bert?
Billy Bean is still a part of it, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And with it being.
So is that fat guy.
With it being in Vegas, the A's are going to change the logo to a scarlet letter A.
That's funny. That's good. Funny. That's not bad.
Little literary joke.
I thought about maybe go blackjack instead of the Athletics, the Aces.
Ace of Spades.
Right. Ace of Spades.
That's actually not bad. That's actually really good.
How about the Las Vegas Aces?
Yeah. Could they play at UNLV baseball stadium? I mean, that's small, I know. But where would they play if they're in Vegas?
That's
after?
The question, Speed.
For about 3 years, two seasons.
Yeah. But what would they do for 2 seasons?
No, they're going to build them anew, but it's not due till 2027.
I got it.
Where do you play then during that time?
Oh, you may do all road games.
Rick's got them in the
dome. Okay, Greg. That's twice.
Rick's going to sit on the infield coming out of the field during preseason.
Hey, Rick,
games.
I'm going to laugh when that actually happens.
Hey, and three. Okay, Greg. Uh-huh. I'm telling you.
If they did it, it wouldn't
What if
be
they
permanent.
Did a city park tour and they played at all recreational parks around the country? You went out there and you could play
I
on
heard
chair.
Chocolate Locker Park. You, want to host
you know what I would do? Honestly,
there's probably a minor league park around that area.
Yeah. For Major League Baseball, here's what I would do. Now, it would be expensive. I acknowledge that. I would put them on the road for the 2 seasons, but I wouldn't just – I would go and say
– tour the
say,
country.
Take somewhere like a Birmingham. Y'all never see Major League Baseball. They're coming to play – you know, at Rickwood. Hey, I'm going to this other place, and we're going to play there. And I'd bounce around trying to build momentum of baseball fans and try to get kids excited about baseball.
Right.
And I would use the A's to do that.
There you go.
It's kind of like the Field of Dreams game, but expand it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the reason I mentioned UNLV is kind of like the Titans. They played at Vanderbilt. While
you like the running
ribs. No, I'm just thinking somebody there in Vegas, you never know.
Somebody close by that could get close to hosting.
Yeah, they could use the football stadium for 2 seasons.
Yeah.
All right,
I'm sure they have a plan.
That's it.
It's just not in the article.
I know. I'm sure they have a plan.
They do.
And the first place they would play.
Yeah, it didn't sneak up on them.
It didn't. I just wonder what it is.
I would contact Baseball Bo in Hoover, and I would get him and his inner city team, and the A's would come play just for them.
I think they've already
played. Now, the game would need to be a little shorter.
I think they've already played a game at the Las Vegas ballpark, which is a AAA ballpark.
There you go.
They played in the dome one time.
That's three. That's it. It's on now. End the break, Greg.
Rick said he wanted to come to Birmingham and play at Legion Field.
Greg. All right, sir.
That's really good.
Watch out.
Rick ain't got nothing to do. Oh, great lady.
Anybody want to find out just how it feels to be thrown into Big Boy?
Anybody think about protecting stuff?
That's fine. Las Vegas Aviators, the AAA affiliate.
Aviators.
Calm down.
The Oakland A's AAA affiliate, the Las Vegas Aviators, already play at the Las Vegas ballpark.
Okay.
Okay, good.
And I'll just keep my mouth shut about the Hoover Man.
There you go. That'll work.
That'll work.
Or at the Sphere. Ooh, they could play at the Sphere.
Sorry, Rick.
No, that's even weirder that than what I said.
I don't think it's that big. That
I love minor league ballparks.
I do really too, by the way.
They can play that.
But that's the kind of funds you got in Vegas right there.
And I also like major league parks that they started going back and making them look like the old parks.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're new, I like when we go back to the old designs.
Yes.
When is the game at Rickwood going to be? That's for
next
real.
Year.
Is it next year?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who's playing?
Field of Dreams.
I forgot. The two teams that are playing.
It's June 20th, 2024.
Who's playing?
The Rickwood Field will host.
Cardinals?
They're actually
Cardinals and Cubs?
Cardinals and Giants.
Oh, Cardinals and Giants. Okay.
They're all kidding aside.
They moved that to Arrowhead.
I thought they were moving it to Legacy Arena.
Yeah, they got it going.
They should.
You're in now.
No, I'm good. Yeah. I'm good.
We're all thinking of others.
Rick, now we could host.
This should actually make you proud.
We could host Major League.
Greg, he's in
basketball at Legacy now because that upgrade. It is nice.
Hamsey on the bubble.
Yeah. Oh no, he's in. I'm one stadium away.
Bubba's still good.
No doubt, Adler will find his way into all this because he won't stop hanging around Greg.
Bubba knew better.
Bubba stayed silent.
Bubba thought it was a good idea,
but they're going to be
actually whisper. Probably did.
He and can't I whisper.
We like the idea of playing in that big new stadium.
Kyle, you remember them over the Candlestick, Fulton County?
Yeah, I did hate all that.
This is the idea for the Las Vegas new park, and it's amazing. Wow.
That is amazing.
That ain't
okay.
Real.
That's just a blueprint.
That's the blueprint, Greg.
Yeah, it's just an idea, Greg.
Mm-hmm. Greg, we can have ideas.
Yeah.
I'm apparently trying to stay not. Out not around of. Greg.
Well, will they fix a stadium that can with a retractable roof on it, you think?
It looks like it's retractable.
Is that a drawing or is that just some...
That's a drawing.
But is that reflective of what they're wanting to build?
Here's a bigger question. Will the Vegas and Nevada residents, will they support a Major League Baseball team?
I don't know. They're too busy.
Will ticket sales go well?
I don't know.
How have the Raiders done? I don't know.
Okay. Have you ever thought about how hot it's going to be there since baseball's played in the summer?
It's got to be.
Here's another story here, Rick. This ought to make you feel better. They're going to play at Levi's Stadium in San Francisco.
See, I'm trying to stay out of it.
It's fine. That's all good now. See, this helps me so I won't feel so guilty. Because now I'll feel so justified. Nobody even say you shouldn't have done that. I'd be like, I feel fine about it.
You're like IDL.
But in your defense, when they were in Oakland, they were still sharing the field.
They were.
Yeah.
They were. Thank you, Greg. Trying to backpedal now.
But that has nothing to do with Denver.
Does Denver still share Mile High? Or they built a new ballpark.
Oh, now he's going to make you look dumb.
Greg,
now.
Suddenly when the Bulls actually own the field, people stop toning.
There you go.
top of the hour.
He's wanting to get one more.
Huh? Go ahead.
I'm good, Coach.
Top of the hour.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
From Sweet Home Alabama to the world via many, many platforms, including the Rick and Bubba Radio Network, the TuneIn app, the YouTube channel. Those are all your live options. And then your archive options include the YouTube channel and the Rick and Bubba podcast channel. So welcome in. Speedy, the real Greg Burgess, Helmsy, 80 Van Adler, all here. And here comes Bill Bubba Bus.
Rick, glad to be here, and thank all of you for joining us. We only ask for 5 hours each and every day. Doesn't seem like too much when you look at the big picture.
Nope. Greg and Speedy, enjoy looking over your shoulder for the next 3 to 4 days.
Oh, Rick.
All right, so
Speedy, that's why I stayed.
All right, so
Don't be scared.
It won't be quick. I'll let y'all let your guard down.
You miss Fulton County. I get it.
every time I sit in that parking lot now and just weep.
That's it.
All right. So a couple things to talk about, and I know, Adler, you don't watch this, and you made that perfectly clear.
What?
Old Fart Bachelor is tonight, and if I'm not mistaken...
Is it tonight?
It's called The Golden Bachelor.
Is this the end of it tonight?
Not tonight, no. It's the Sweets episode.
How do you know that?
Tonight.
What about After the Rose?
Is that tonight? Is the Sweets episode.
Oh, it's not the end?
No, the finale is the 30th.
Ain't a lot happening.
It's what Sweets, y'all told me to research. I don't know this because I've never seen that show.
It's just when they go to, they give them the key and they just say either I'm going to the suite or I'm not.
I think they're going
to
be.
I thought they're already down to two.
They're down to two.
Well, then that's
the Sweets, Greg.
Is it?
It is, Greg.
Now, did they do the hometown dates where normally they would go to meet their parents and their family, but in this case, they don't. Mm-hmm. They're not still alive, so they go meet their kids.
Adler's all that behind? Right? Is that behind us?
That's correct. They've already visited the families and everything. It was emotional. And
Rick, you'll be good. They're doing all this at Giant Stadium.
Speedy. They're not doing it at Giant Stadium.
You know, I just made a note to myself. increase severity. All right, so anyway,
I'm done.
Look, I know this new thing where we're trying things that we pretend like people want to see. I'd love to know what the ratings are like on this, and maybe they're through the roof. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I think the biggest problem is the people who would want to watch this are, probably can't stay awake that late. But you know, but I guess you can go back and watch the archive, like Speedy. Like Adler and his wife does, but he says they don't.
I've never seen the show. I don't know what it is.
God's listening.
Hey.
All right,
God's,
that was a lot.
Here are some of the numbers that I have on it, and I don't have how it's doing now. But one of the things about this, they say that the streaming numbers are actually higher than the live numbers, which is strange.
There you go, Adler.
And they're saying that that it was the third highest Bachelor series show, the debut one, the first one, since the original and since The Bachelorette. So the first episode did very well. I don't know how they're doing now.
A little bit of
everybody was curious.
A little bit of the car wreck syndrome.
Exactly.
On the first one.
We're like, how's this going?
Right. And I have only seen bits and pieces of a few episodes, and I don't mean that I don't know the man. He may be a wonderful human being.
He's a looker.
Comes across to me. Thank you, Adler. Comes across to me a bit of a drama queen.
Okay.
It seems to be a little bit of high maintenance, cries a lot. That's probably because his testosterone is gone.
Yeah.
He's
kind of like right
here. He seems a little bit, to me, too much.
To break somebody's heart.
You know, usually when I watch these shows, the women cry, not the men.
Yeah.
And this one, he cries all the time.
He does. Yeah. He cries more than the women.
Yeah, and I can't do that. I don't want to watch
a lot of old people kissing, too. That's probably the worst part of it.
So you're saying tonight's when they decide if they're going to the suite or not?
It's the fantasy suite is happening tonight, yes.
They'll go to the fantasy suite and both be asleep by 7:30.
Yeah. I thought it was bad form that the fantasy suite has two twin beds.
No, that's good. That's probably good. Brought to you by...
Right. Well, don't.
All right.
No need to. Greg, everybody gets it. Less is more.
Greg. Yeah.
Less is more.
Stop. Leave the humor.
Stop.
Right.
To the trained professional.
Right. I'm going to tell you again.
The fantasy suite.
But Greg, they said they were going to ask if they wanted to go at like 3:45 in the afternoon.
Yeah,
and go ahead and eat dinner.
Right,
4:30.
After you have gone to a movie and had dinner, how about 3:45?
You know, we joke about that, but I'm like, yeah.
No, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, last night I went to bed at 7:45.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Oh, now that it gets dark early, it's
I had to say to myself, and my wife made a good point. I was like, wow, I'm really sleepy right now. I don't know why I'm so sleepy. And she says, well, then go to bed. And I said, well, I can't go to bed. It's 7:30. And she says, why? If you're sleepy, go to bed.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to tell you, when it gets dark, it's early. Because I keep thinking it's late. I said, man, it's almost my bedtime. It'll be 5:45.
Oh, yeah.
I tried to watch Joe Pickett and couldn't stay awake.
The other night, I went to bed at 6:45.
It's a good show.
Good night.
I really did.
6:45.
Now I watched TV for a while.
But
okay.
I fought.
Well, it'd been dark for 2 hours.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But I was wide awake at 3:15 this morning.
Yeah.
Wide awake.
Right.
Because I got all the sleep I needed.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know.
That's the problem. If you go too early, you wake up. And I'm bad about that. I'll wake up at 2 o'clock.
Yeah. But I got the sleep I needed, so I guess I just have a longer day. But I guess I'm trying to. But you're right. Like, we had finished dinner and everything, and I thought to myself, well, probably getting close to bedtime here in a little bit. And I look up, and it is 5:40. And I'm like, good night. It feels like it's 8:40.
Yeah.
And it's just, and I thought, we just got to.
I just don't trust that Teresa. Sorry. Oh, wait, sorry. I thought, talking about.
Hey, she's in there for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Are you watching it, Greg?
No, I was making that up. I promise.
Here's Leslie. I hope he picks Leslie, but there's also Teresa. So there's Teresa. There's Leslie. Teresa is 70. And Leslie's 64.
Now, is one of them the radio host?
That's Faith. She's out.
She's
out. Which
out.
I did not trust her anyway.
Yeah.
Really know a lot about
it. She was
just
promoting her career.
Which one was the life coach?
You said that.
I don't.
There's always a life coach.
A little passion behind it.
Who do you think's going to win out of these two?
I hope Leslie. I just hope.
Now, what is she?
I just want to find happiness.
Give us her breakdown. What is it? Put it back up there. What is she?
She's 64. She's a fitness instructor from Minneapolis. And they fell in love on a four-wheeler because they put them in these ridiculous situations. And they're like, I can't believe this. This is like a dream on this four-wheeler with you.
So
you're really watching?
No. That's just from the preview.
And I would have never thought that you and Aaron would be their target audience.
Can't stop watching. Yeah. Can't stop watching. We watch it every Friday night. Can't stop watching.
Okay,
there it is. I said it.
I know, but you know, y'all seem too young to be pulled in on this particular brand.
We're old at heart. We're old people at heart. Yeah.
Okay. Are you?
Yes.
Are you like George Bailey? You were born old.
Yes. Yes. Benjamin Button syndrome up in here, big time. But that Faith, I never trusted her anyway.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
By the way, I brought up that because you now put me over into It's a Wonderful Life. I guess I've probably seen that movie, I don't know,
20,000 times.
20,000 times. I never picked up on the fact that they didn't care in those days about whether the actors were viable or not in their role. When Potter's talking to George Bailey, he says, what are you, 26, 27? I'm like, 26, 27? I'm like,
he looked older than
he looked like he was maybe in his 40s.
Yeah.
And they just pretend he's like in his late 20s. And I'm like, he's like talking about going off to college. And I'm like,
that's true.
Yeah. For some reason, that never hit me. Like, to me, he's an older man. And all of a sudden, I realize, wait a minute, he's supposed to be some like guy in his 20s.
Yeah.
He doesn't look by. I don't buy that.
No.
Yeah. But they don't care.
Yeah.
And you know what, Greg? He couldn't believe that Potter offered him $20,000 a year.
Ooh.
I mean, he drops a cigar on that one.
Yeah.
He can't believe he's set for life.
Well, let's think about it this way, though, too. Back in those days, you didn't live as long.
Mm-mm.
So maybe you looked older.
Maybe.
As you saw.
I mean,
the
actor, I wonder how much, what's his name, how old he was when you filmed it.
That's what I'd like to know. Oh, I bet we can find that out with a quick Google.
Yep. Yeah.
Can't remember his name.
The cast.
Jimmy Stewart, Greg.
Jimmy Stewart. Pretty famous.
Yeah, pretty famous guy.
The cast from Grease is some of the all-time worst high schoolers ever.
Yes. Oh, you're right about that.
This guy in the middle looks like he is 47 years old.
You are so right.
And he's supposed to be in high school.
How about not one of them looks like you're right?
Not one.
No. The girls or the boys?
No.
Because they're not.
No, they were in their 30s.
Yeah.
Tough scene. Only musical I watch.
Yeah.
That's the only one?
Yeah.
And you're making fun of Golden Bachelor. You watch Grease.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Give me a break.
It's a Wonderful Life, released December 1946. Stewart was 38 years old at the time of the film.
38? You're right, Rick. What a young man.
So you're sitting here, what are you, 26, 27? I'm like, it's not that.
No, it ain't. 10 years.
He ain't been to college yet?
Fantasy Suites tonight.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Hey, it's Rick and Bubba inviting you to be with us tomorrow for a brand new edition of the Rick and Bubba Show.
Rick, it'll be the Friday edition. We're going to kick off the weekend. We'll have the Elite Eight plus a few here. A whole lot happening and a lot of fun. We want you to be part of it.
Special guest tomorrow, Brian Kilmeade on a brand new Rick and Bubba Show.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
To catch the entire show and for all things Rick and Bubba, go to rickandbubba.com, spell out AIM.
Lord willing, we will catch you on the next edition of the Rick and Bubba Show.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.